Another one, I'm texting to another one that that trying to log in and I don't know. She can't. I said, okay, in a few minutes it shut down. That's it.
Okay. Hello, Ms. Mobley.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. And Mr. Parker is on.
Doesn't it work with this one? I don't know how this one works. Maybe this one needs to plug it
I'm
in.
I'm on. I'm just switching from phone to computer. Give me a minute.
Oh, good timing. Yeah, he and I had to get home from the teacher award ceremony. So,
congratulations to the winners.
Yeah.
We're almost 10 now.
Yeah.
How are you, Mrs. Moxley?
I'm good.
You didn't want any present?
Excuse me?
You didn't want any present?
I didn't win an award, not this time. No, I won it about 4 years ago. So it was a great honor. It was when I was running the study skills program. So, yeah, so it makes you feel very special and cared for. So, but we had a great teacher get it. So all of the nominees, it's hard. It's hard when you're trying to recommend or because they were all really awesome.
It's so hard to choose. I was one of the committee. So
Right. And the year after you win it, you're on that committee. It is so hard because as the teacher in that process, it's extremely hard because you work with those people and you know how hard they work also. So it's hard. So, but I was lucky because Senora Andres is a Spanish teacher and she received it the year after. And our children back in the day, they had my son is 20 and her sons are older than my sons. And they used to have teachers' kids be able to go to Dalvin. So I live out in Cherokee County, but for kindergarten and first, Michael went to Dalvin because he has cerebral palsy and we had to get him to physical therapy out in Alpharetta anyway. And they had a bus that brought the kids over. So Maria's kids and my kids came over together. So they were, her kids took care of my son. It was cool to give it to somebody I'd known for so long.
We should have a present for the most awesome mom and dad.
That would be hard. We have some amazing parents.
Parvati, we are now 11. If you want to go ahead and start.
I just have a question to, of course, phone number starting with 941. Could you please type your name if it's possible or just say that so we know who is attending?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Am I on mute? No. No, I was just talking to the person who has logged in from 941-650 number. I think we're just trying to see if, I'm just trying to see if I can get your name. Okay. They left the meeting. Okay. So we are 10 people. Bethany, are we good to go or?
We're good to go.
Okay. I'd like to call to order this meeting. It's on February 16, 2022 for the TRMS PTA general meeting. I'm just filling in for Ed today. We're just reversing roles just for today. I'd like to ask Bethany if she would like to go over last minute's meeting and then if we can approve the last minute's meeting.
I guess usually if you can just share the meeting minutes from last time and then we'll get at least two people to approve them.
Okay. You able to see it?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay.
Cool. Should we say yay or?
If two people can say yay or say it in the chat so I can get their names and know who said it.
Let's write it in the chat. Let's write Y on the chat.
Thank you, everybody.
That's good.
Good. I think this month and next month we have a lot of activities going on, but I first go to Mr. Parker to give us the principal report.
Thank you. That's very kind. Well, I'm glad that we could get a few people to join us tonight. I appreciate all of you giving up your time. I apologize that I'm reaching you from my house, but I was also late at school celebrating some teachers. So I want to start with the celebrations of the people that we just gave some awards to. We had a number of nominees two nominees, I believe, for Rookie of the Year. Ms. Marianne Rowe, who's a Spanish teacher, who's just started here her first year. She was a long-term sub last year. Fantastic Spanish teacher. And the other nominee was our new orchestra teacher, Ms. Gabriella Paul. Ms. Paul was the one that was elected as the Rookie of the Year. I'm also happy to report that she arrived after our awards were over because she was at the LGPE, the Large Group Performance Evaluation at Roswell High School, where our eighth graders and our seventh graders, both the seventh and eighth grade orchestras, received straight superior rankings from the judges. Ms. Paul reported to me that one of the clinicians was just so impressed by her kids and by her and how much instruction had been going on. And Ms. Paul says, well, thank you for telling me that. This is my first year teaching. And the clinician looked at her like she was crazy and said, there's no way this is your first year of teaching. So she's impressing people beyond Taylor Road. That made me happy. We had also a number of nominees for Professional of the Year. Our first was Ms. Arzu Atlas. She is the paraprofessional that works with our ESL population, our English, second language population. She is a wonderful, wonderful, kind woman that that really is one of the first impressions that new kids to our school come in contact with. And she was incredible and has always been a rock in that department as long as I've worked at Taylor Road. And we have the nominee of Ms. Tracy Brown, who is the assistant principal secretary. She runs all of the stuff in the background behind the front office. And sometimes you see her in the front office when Chris Willis or Debbie Michael aren't there. And she was actually elected as the Professional of the Year, Tracy Brown. She does a lot for all the assistant principals and for me when it comes to keeping track of absences. And so I know you've probably seen her name in a few emails. And for the Teacher of the Year, we had four nominees. Aiken, who's been an essential part of Taylor Road for a very, very long time as a math teacher, and recently he switched to become an engineering teacher. He is taking on the challenge of that kind of program, and next year he's even taking on the challenge of teaching a high school level course to eighth graders in the Career and Technical Education Department as beginning engineering class. And so he was our first nominee. Our second nominee was Ms. Heidi Russell. And anybody that knows anything about Taylor Road in the last year and raising money for One Well for that huge project. That is Heidi Russell all over it. She was all over it from the beginning. She kept the focus on what we needed to focus on during a pandemic, which was serving others. And for coming up with that project and working with our business partners, Mr. Ackenborough, I don't think he's on here tonight, but just been a fantastic representative of what Taylor Road means and what Taylor Road should be in our community. So that was Heidi Russell. The third nominee was Ms. Rachel Kidd. She is a wonderful sixth grade language arts teacher. And she is just been an incredible leader. She leads the sixth grade team. And the last nominee, and I'm drawing a blank because my brain is old and tired. I'm trying to think. I was just there. Ms. Russell, Mr. Aiken, Ms. Kidd, and
Ms. Hallam.
Thank you, Ms. Hallam. Thank you, Ms. Hallam. Ms. Hallam, a fantastic language arts teacher who recently switched from sixth to eighth grade. She's really embraced that role, really, really blossomed into an incredible teacher who holds kids to a high standard. And so, yes, all four of those teachers were observed, were interviewed by the committee that Ms. Mobley was just talking about a minute ago, and how hard that job is to choose a teacher. And yes, Rachel Kidd eventually became the winner of Taylor Rhodes Teacher of the Year. She, the interesting fact about her, and I don't think it's ever happened in Fulton County before, is that her husband is also the Teacher of the Year at his school, River Trail Middle School. So we've got a husband and wife who are the Teacher of the Year at the same time in the same year. So that's pretty impressive. So that's the beginning place where I wanted to start tonight, was to celebrate teachers and celebrate what a great staff we have. I also want to thank you, the PTA, for supporting those winners, because I know they each received a gift from you, and I appreciate and respect that as well. So that's really the highlight for me. That's what I wanted to talk mostly about tonight. And so obviously there'll be some more stuff coming out in my newsletter when I get to tomorrow's event. And I thank you all for your patience, because I don't know, my last couple Thursdays have kind of thrown wrenches into my scheduling. And when I think I've got time set aside to finish a newsletter and to do my voicemail, and then I don't get it done. So I had a doctor's appointment last week and crazy happening the week before. So, but I will do everything in my power to make sure it is ready to go tomorrow night. So I appreciate all your support. Yeah. Anything anybody's got for me or that they want to know or ask or hear about, please ask.
Question, Mr. Parker, did we figure out the Nigerian issue that we were talking about?
I think Ms. Russell has figured out the plan. I haven't checked with her specifically about what that plan is, but I know that fundraising has begun. And so I would only assume that there's got to be a bank account to put it into. So I will find out from her tomorrow. That's a good question.
I've heard discussion, things were figured out. We have already started earning, because I'm on seventh grade this year, and we've already started earning. I mean, the Valentine's was such a huge success. Mm-hmm. The kids are so engaged because of that. It just got them fueled up. I mean, the kids are so excited. They're coming in early. They want to do stuff. They're invested now because these seventh graders saw the eighth graders doing it. Yep. And it's amazing. It's such an amazing experience watching them. I would want to say that Miss Bryant and Mr. McElvain are also equally involved. Yes. Miss Russell does head that kind of up, but Miss Bryant and Mr. Mack, they're all engaged after school, before school. They've already raised so much just with Valentine's. So the kids were meeting this morning at 7:45. There's some kids that have been asked to come in. They're almost little advisory groups. They're calling in different kids. What are your thoughts? How do you think we should raise money? So the easiest way they can do it. But now that they're learning more and more, it's just making their eyes get bigger and bigger and open wider to poverty, to water, to the importance. And it's being discovered, which is amazing. So yes, they've raised, I know Heidi had said they had worked on things.
Perfect.
Good, 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 good.
I do have one question, and I don't know if I was not reading this right or if I did read this right, but the Fulton County newsletter that came in this past week was talking about the milestones, mm-hmm. and that everyone's going to be required to take them this year.
Yes, mm-hmm. there are going to be milestone exams. The good news is that they are using the term, they're going to set a baseline. So right. That means they're just kind of, it's really just for data collection. It's not going to punish or hold up any school. And I think that that's a great idea. I mean, it's nice to know just kind of where we are and they're not going to freak out about wherever that is. They just want to get us a sense of where we are. And I really think, based upon the work that I've seen the PLC chairs doing and the PLCs doing, and the work around the amount of assessment that's already happened this year and how much we've been focused on trying to track where kids are, that I can't imagine that they're not going to do their very best on it. And I think we're really going to be surprised by how much kids really have learned, even in this crazy last 2 years.
Okay.
So I'm not
as a teacher and also somebody that's done the data and running programs, this data is so important, the baseline, because we have seventh graders that, for instance, have not taken it. You think how long it's been to get accurate data to see how they're doing. So teachers have gotten notified by the state, if we're part of state organizations, saying the same thing Mr. Parker's being told. This is baseline. This is, okay, we know this is what we want to see where we are. And our kids are doing so far above what the average is that teachers have been working with those state standards anyway. We were last year and we are this year, and filling in those gaps. There are gaps for certain students, but those are what we are tackling. So it's, for us, it's such important data to see where they are as they compare to other kids across the state, and where they are on those standards. Whereas otherwise we don't have that. So there are some kids that haven't taken it for a couple of years, and we don't have any data on comparing them to other counties. Mm-hmm. You know, we have just the iReady, but that's not that much. That just is themselves. It doesn't give us a broad picture. So, right.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all. Mm-hmm. And your kids shouldn't either.
I'm not.
Make sure you share with your kids that it is just a baseline. We want to figure out where you are, but you know what? I think you're going to be surprised by how well you're going to do if you take it seriously. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for me? Thank you, Ms. Mobley, for helping out the principal. I know you've got some things that I asked you to talk about, so, but is there anything else anybody needs for me? All right. Thank you, guys. I'll hang around. I'll be here.
Ms. Mobley, if you would like to go ahead.
Yeah, and I apologize. I had major surgery in May, and so I have had rounds and rounds and rounds of physical therapy. And of course they end up being, I'm working my job and doing physical therapy after. The kids know some of it, but they don't know the extent. So a lot of things health-wise. So my 4 to 7 o'clocks, I do one job and then I'm working on my body the other 3 hours. I had titanium plate put in. I've had an aneurysm, some other things happen. So kind of keep it from the kids because the teaching is the positive aspect. So one of the things I can say, two things. Number one, that Mr. Parker, you didn't mention this. I do want to say we have found some excellent professionals that we have hired. Mr. Parker has hired, I'm not taking any credit, that have reduced some of our class numbers. And that has been amazing. As you know, there are shortages in every industry, including teachers. And we have hired a couple of very talented teachers this last couple months. And that, for instance, on level math has lessened numbers for 7th and 8th grade. So there were some schedule changes and it benefited everybody. We're having kids come and thank us. And so every school is struggling with that, but Mr. Parker and administration have been like looking and scouring. So every time he's able to get somebody, he's like, yes. So I did want to say that our seventh grade had a new addition, Miss Elise Hutchins. And Mr. Parker, we had sixth grade
social studies, Mr. Thornton, Tommy Thornton.
Right. And so we have had some, and there are excellent catches, as I could say, because Miss Hutchins has been there a week and a half and she's doing amazing. So just wanted to say that. The other thing, one of the things that, as you know, we are completing our PBIS, positive behavior, and we are continuing to see the kids, you know, flourish with understanding the meaning between how we are looking at their behavior and giving that positive reinforcement. We're doing some popcorn that we're giving right now. There's teacher rewards. There's the kids are waiting to hear the ping. So when they hear the ping on my computer, they know I've given somebody a point and they're like, "What? Who would you give a point to?" And then they're wanting to see who got the point. So it's a great way. We're continuing that initiative. We are going to be tying it in with our citizenship. Years ago, we had, up until COVID, we had a citizenship award ceremony, and it was three times a year. And it recognized those kids who are kind of not seen. You don't have to be the honor roll student. You don't have to be the I do every activity, but you are a kid that has good citizenship, which really is all about the positive behavior. It is the responsibility. It's being proactive. It's being on time. It's all the things that you want to see in a child, and how they're it's respectful. So we are tying that ceremony we used to have into PBIS. And so we will be having our first one post-COVID in the end of March. And it's a breakfast slash ceremony. The cool part about it is it completely kept quiet from the child. So for instance, if I was to award it to a student, I would call that student's parents, let them know the day of the ceremony, the time of the ceremony. Those parents would be in the cafeteria waiting. Those children would then be called down by me at about 9:15 in the morning. They don't know why they're called in. Teachers recommend them. So you have one student per educator or staff member, and the kids don't know why they're being called down. Everything's kept private, and parents are in their band, performs, chorus performs. We get some performers, and the kids come down and they get recognized. And it is an amazing thing. Mr. Parker's been part of it. Prior to PBIS and prior to COVID, I ran it for years. It's one of the most awesome things that I get to do. So I am thrilled that it's back. We are tying it in with our PBIS funds and our PBIS initiative, because it rewards those children who just are kind of go unrecognized. The other cool thing about it doesn't have to be a teacher. It can be the lunch lady. It can be the custodian. It can be our front office secretary can nominate or give that person. It can be any staff member. So that child is then recognized and their parents are there. So it's something that we're really looking forward to bringing back, because, you know, throughout all of COVID, it's been very hard to recognize our kids the way we want to. So that's my news of what's going to be happening in terms of the school. The teachers have noticed PTAs, you know, helping run things and helping motivate us. We appreciate everything y'all do. We saw you at the teacher celebration today, and we greatly appreciate that. And so we appreciate everything.
I think the cookies were a nice hit on Monday. They were nice. Thank you for those.
Too. Oh yes.
Yeah, it was a good hit. That was a hit. Thank you, Ms. Mobley.
Are there any questions that I can take back to teachers? Okay.
The only thing I would ask Ms. Mobley is if we could get more teachers to be a part of this. I know that it's hard to give up time, but if we can encourage people to join our calls, that would be awesome, because there's probably things that you and I are both missing that we could celebrate that they would know we miss.
The other one thing I would like to add, if you have seventh graders, one of the things that we are looking to really do, if there are seventh graders that see these minutes, one of the things that they're trying to do in seventh and eighth grade is tie in the curriculums all together. So whereas they're talking about Africa, they're also reading about Africa. They're also going to do math activities related to water and statistics. So we're tying the curriculum together. Eighth grade is also working really hard to do that. Sixth grade is now bringing in some of their social studies, math, and language arts. Any ideas parents have on that respect? Some of these ideas have come from parents. So if you see your child doing homework and you can tie it in, you know, nobody's going to be offended if you have a great idea. So we love parent influence and parent ideas when it comes to that. Some of the projects eighth and sixth grade teachers have done have come from parents going, you know, it'd be cool if you tied this to this. So we're really working hard to have the curriculums join in and really have them, you know, we've seen the success in seventh grade, and sixth and eighth are picking up on that. And they are now doing it also.
Yeah, sixth grade had a fantastic refugee museum, they called it today, that was different simulations and different people speaking in different sets of articles that kids had to reflect on. It was in the sixth grade. We're really well organized and well done, and the kids were engaged. And you know, kudos to Ms. Kidd, our Teacher of the Year, who was a big part of that, and Ms. Meekoff, who I believe was a former Teacher of the Year in sixth grade. So fantastic group. We are lucky and blessed to be a part of Taylor Road. We have some amazing educators.
And the last thing, because this is something with our music department, we have a very fresh music department. Ms. Reynolds is our senior member, but the other three are brand new. I have been thrilled to hear the children's responses that they are so excited about band and chorus and orchestra. So please be encouraging them. The more kids that join, the more kids that go to the performances. There were some children that were so excited to see some of their friends there rather than just their own parents. So if children are asking, that would be highly, that influences our kids and wanting to stay in those programs. So.
Thank you, Ms. Mobley. It was so good to hear about, you know, the new initiatives that, you know, the mixing of the curriculum. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, the parents can bring in more ideas. We will add that in the notes and we'll have the recording as well. So hopefully, you know, everybody can listen to it. Arlie, do you want to go on to the treasurer report?
I'll start talking about the members. I had the opportunity to be on Monday all day to be part of the committee to choose the teacher of the year. And that day, I was learning more about the behind the scene, what's going on at school, which is bringing me to think, to build, I think this year when we build a new budget, we will do it different because I was talking with Ms. Baker and I was listening to all kind of, you know, people are talking about new project at school and maybe need more fund for those project. And I, like every year we're going again and again in the same categories in the budget. But I think now, for next year, before we build it, it's very important to sit with somebody at school and learn more what exactly are the new project, what now need more funding and build it maybe a little bit different. This is one of the things that I was learning that day. So maybe I'm sure Mr. Parker know exactly what I'm talking about, but we're talking about all kind of projects for teacher and for student, and we want to put it like next year in the budget.
It's a great idea. That's how I had to do my budget. One of the things that I had to present to the School Governance Council last week to get the budget approved was I have to start at zero and start with my allotments and then set my you know, teacher by category and by subject area, and then whatever I have left over after personnel, I have to allocate to different programs and different spots. And it's amazing how of the $10.6 million that it takes to run Taylor Road every year, there's only about $100,000 that I have some flexibility over. So it's pretty impressive that that's a very, very small percentage. Yeah, so anything CTA can help is huge.
Yeah, maybe some of the categories are not relevant anymore and some need more money, some less. We need to change it. This is what I realized. So next time, before we do the budget, I don't know, me and the president, I don't know, need to come to school and learn more about everything then to build it.
Yeah, we should definitely do that before school lets out, because that's when my brains are gone too. Like Ms. Baker, it will be gone for the summer. And so she's a fantastic source. You know, of course the assistant principals will be there, but you know, a lot of the professional assistants aren't there after school's out. So those are the guys that know and have a really good pulse. So we need to make sure we do that before school's out.
I would recommend, Mr. Parker, that if we had the PTA leadership meet with the leadership team, even if it was for a half day, get those teachers to get a half day and just have kind of a sit down maybe in April. That gives you time to just have a select group, because that is your leadership right now. And I'm not on it, so I'm not saying me. I'm saying his leadership right now is extremely diverse with their personalities. So this would be a perfect group because I know who's within that group. And that is a perfect group, a perfect blend. There, you couldn't have more different personalities on a group right now. They are highly opinionated, but they will come together to make decisions. So it would be a, you would hear all perspectives and get a really good feel. And so all grade levels would be represented, special ed would be represented, as well as the gifted department and music. So you would have everybody, and it would be a small group, but it'd be everybody represented. So that's a great idea.
It is. And I think it's even more important, Ms. Klein, that maybe we even get that date on the calendar now after spring break, maybe get with Mr. Huggins, or I think the milestone schedule is going to be in the newsletter tomorrow. I can't remember. It was in the Monday newsletter, I think, about what test is happening when. But I think it really is important. And that's a great idea, Ms. Mobley, is to have the leadership team sit with the PTA for a few couple hours and just kind of hash out, here's where our high needs are. Great idea.
Yeah. Okay, about the number, the balance now in the bank is 21,000. The income from the membership come up to $23,000. And every time when we are doing, like for now, the sixth grade dance, or before it was a seventh grade dance, it's not only because of the money that we getting from that. It's people are logging in and doing like a new membership. It's really, this is the idea, and it's come up to more membership for now. About the dance tomorrow, we have 231 students that register that will be tomorrow. And I will print the list after I finish the meeting. I will print the list with the homeroom and give it tomorrow morning to the teacher with the band that they know exactly who will go to the party. About other income from publics, we have $468. From box stop, we have $52.80. From Kroger, we have $66.71. We have now 67 families that register, but I think we need to push it more because it's not. I know that many people are going to Kroger too, not just to Publix. I guess more people need to register to be a part, to register school to the membership. Expenses. We talk about the cookies, and it was $540, but actually it was not from our budget. From the PayPal that left, remember that the money that was left for that, it goes to the cookies for Valentine. For sixth grade dance, the expenses was $1,400. Mini grant, as I told Mr. Parker, it still have money, like $1,000, $195, but it will go to a different, whenever. So if somebody, they need to apply, Mr. Parker, to tell me, and I will just, write a check or do that.
Yeah, I think I told you that it's okay with me if the PTA moves that money into someplace else. And I don't know if you guys have to vote on that or not, but I will be able to cover anything that the teachers need that they haven't gotten with their mini grants yet. I'll be able to talk with them. So you don't need to worry more about mini grants. You can take that extra $1,100 plus $1,200 and put it somewhere else.
Yeah, so maybe you think about a project or something or somebody that needed, a teacher or something like that.
Yeah. I would come up with another way we can celebrate all the teachers with a snack or a something nice like that, like the cookies. A couple more of those would be perfect use of that $1,200.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, for the teacher of the year ceremony, it's also, we bought a gift card. It cost around $432. And I guess that's it. I have another issue. It's not related, I think, to the PTA meeting, but I was wondering if there's a possibility that, I think it's Fulton County, but I think that kids in sixth grade, parents of the kids still need a conference, a parents conference that was like in elementary school that we know exactly about the kids and it no longer exists. So there's something that we can do about it, or it's or no?
I think he stepped away at that moment.
Sorry, what, I missed it. Did I miss something? Sorry, I had a question.
And I can tell you, I can tell you an answer to your question real quick. I know that our calendar changed and we did not have the ability to have fall conference, like a fall conference day, like we have had in the past. But I hear your concern. One of the things she mentioned was the request from parents. She's hearing that there was no fall conference or anything for parents of sixth graders, especially. I know that teachers are working on retention conferences right now for those students who are struggling. So we are scheduling conferences like crazy for any students that we are seeing that have any issues or needs. But that's something, Mr. Parker, you can deal with leadership. But I know with COVID and everything else, we were very restricted these last 2 years with having any type of conferencing.
Correct. And I think that's going to change coming into the fall, that they're going to have, you know, be more mindful of having time for conferences. But the other piece is, please don't be afraid to ask any one of our teachers to conference with you anytime. And they are more than willing to get the colleagues together and all of you sit down together and talk about your kids, even if it is just celebrate them and how wonderful they are. So, I mean, that's, I hear you and I respect completely that question, but I also want you to know that the Taylor Road staff and the Taylor Road administration are the type that if you need to meet with teachers, you ask and we will make it happen, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parker, for that confirmation as well. And thank you, Orly. I think Ed had a question.
Hello. Hey. I just wanted to remind all of us as a PTA, and since the school is here, to start asking parents who want to volunteer for next year so we have enough time to get them in the mood of mastering the PTA functionality and responsibilities, so they don't start like, I think I felt like this year we were a couple months late until we digested all those responsibilities. So let's start, Chris Suter. If you don't mind, let's start like promoting for the PTA next year, and ask parents, whoever wants to join, so we can have like enough data and enough people to join us next year in case so we'll have better plan, better functionality, better money, better everything.
Thank you, Ed. We had that in the agenda as well to discuss about the open positions. And but before that, I think Kimberly, do you want to talk about Spirit Night, your Spirit Nights and updates about Spirit Nights?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so coming up next, we have Culver's February 24th. And as you see here, there's only still the two people who had initially volunteered when we had originally scheduled it in December, but then we had to switch it because of the McDonald's night. So I don't know if we could send something out again, current, to see.
Please write something for me and I will happily send it out to my staff, because I bet I can get a couple more. And of course I will be there.
Okay. And that, and also Andy's is scheduled for the 28th, that we don't need anybody there behind the counter, but just the Culver's one, you know, could be fun. And both of them, you just show up. Like that whole time frame, whoever's there, You just show up, you order, and we get a percentage from anybody. So you don't have to show a flyer. You don't have to say you're with the school. So it makes it really easy. So I think those two will be good. And yeah, and then we just did the gladiators, and we had the pizza one earlier. And that's it. Anybody have any questions?
I can tell you that I know, like Mr. Parker said, if you were to resend that out, sometimes mm-hmm. because it got changed, but also because there's been so much that I would, if he sends it out with the link, we will see it again, because I will sign up for it too. There's just been a lot sent to us. But we had the McDonald's one that we did, and that people showed up there. So teachers will show up, but just send it out again for us.
Send it like almost like a sign up genius kind of thing then. And just cause you probably only need like maybe two people per hour. So then
yeah, a sign up genius time, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that.
Thank you for doing that. That would be helpful.
The gladiator night was really fun. My husband and kids went to it and they had a great time.
Oh, awesome.
It was a great idea. And it was so far away from where we are, but there was a lot of people there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was something different. Mm-hmm. I know we used to do it at my daughter's old school in Orlando. And like it was great. It was super fun. And then I just recently found out here they also do the lacrosse one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And we went to a lacrosse game last week, and that was actually a lot of fun too. That was a lot of good, like positive high energy. So I don't know, whoever's in charge next year, I might want to look.
No, having the teddy bear night at the gladiators is not something I'd ever seen before, and I did not expect it to take an hour.
There's
a lot of teddy bears.
Yeah. That took a long time for them to collect. And it was just falling off the trucks again and again. And then they were putting it back on the truck again.
Well, the thing is, people weren't supposed to throw it at that moment. The teddy bear toss is done in between, like when they are on break, in between periods. But somebody threw it and everybody started, because I've been to a teddy bear toss before and they have like the halftime and then they're like, everybody throw. Now it's time to throw your teddy bears. Everybody throws their teddy bears, but it's usually during a halftime. It's never during the game.
Right. And then it was after the first score, and it was a gladiator score, and that's when it started it. I didn't know any better.
It was
what was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Well, everybody threw it. I mean, might as well, right?
Right.
Okay. So I guess that's all then. I'll get that that sign up genius thing for Clovers out to you. Soon.
Thanks, Kim. Okay, the other upcoming events, as you can see, are in March after tomorrow's dance, which is the sixth grade dance. And we just wanna, I think the more important thing is now, as Ed mentioned about the positions. I think Bethany, you were going to say something about that as well, right?
Yes, sure. We have coming up two open board positions. The VPM membership and the secretary position will be open, as well as chair positions for Spirit Night, mini grants, festivals and dances, Diversity Council, and many more. So
communications is also open.
We'll get sign-up sheets out for people who are interested in those positions. And then the April meeting will be when we vote, which will give us enough time to then meet up with incoming and outgoing board and make sure that there's a smooth transition.
And also something you might want to think about doing, I know my son's schools did that, this in Cherokee County, it might be wise to email out to those feeder elementary schools what you have a need for. Let their PTA president know, because they're coming up and those sixth grade parents want to be involved. I think that's what, Ed, you were referring to, like if we put it out there, what you were referring to, you know, if you get that information out there, parents will know. So just let the presence of those PTAs know to put that out there in their minutes. So then you have people contacting you that they're interested and they get filled prior to.
Yes, exactly.
So how would we get the, we just contact the PTA or the school principal from the elementary school?
Ed, if you send me a letter of introduction that I can forward to my colleagues, I'll do that for you. And then there's probably a way to figure out who's actually feeding to our school, and maybe we could just target those families. I don't remember if I have access to that data. I don't think I do. I don't think my data clerk does. I can certainly ask her. So when you send me the letter, I will ask my data clerk.
I know for sure Findlay Oaks and OC Elementary and Dolphin, they feed to our school.
Yeah, I know we have 5 feeders. They're not entirely pure feeders. So there's no reason to hit, you know, like Findlay Oaks doesn't have, is only a small percentage Taylor Road. So we wouldn't need to inundate all of their rising 6th graders when they're not all coming to Taylor Road. Be more targeted in our solicitation.
I will do that.
Fantastic. Well, I'm just going to go eat with my family. Is there more we've got? How much more we have left our business? I was feeling like we were getting close to the end here.
We're good. I think this is the last potion. We're all good. So we can conclude the meeting. And we are actually thinking of having the next meeting in April instead of March. And so by then we'll have an idea about who's going to, whether we'll have new board members, if we can take a vote. So we'll try to work towards that.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being online. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you, Ms. Mobley, for helping me out tonight. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Ingrid, did you have something to ask?
I did have a question because you had something briefly on there about honor roll mention, and it didn't really go into any detail about it. And some of our
I'm sorry, you're right. Did we not pick a date for that already, sir? I know Ms. Baker and you were talking.
I think we have, we were asking about March 1st, but we still haven't got a confirmation. That's it.
Okay. Ms. Baker will answer when you get in touch with her. And if you don't get an answer by Monday, please reach out to me and I will make sure we get a date out there.
Thank you.
What do you normally do for that though? Because a lot of parents didn't even know that our children made the honor roll.
Yeah, we didn't have an honor roll for the 2020 or 1920 spring or for the fall of 2020, just because it was just too crazy with everybody all over the place. So this is really the first honor roll that we've had in a couple of years. And to be honest, it wasn't because we have great kids and there's just so many on there. What we did is we would celebrate them at lunchtime. The PTA would have a certificate brought into the rotunda and we would ask the kids during their lunch to go out and get a treat and their certificate from the PTA during lunch. And so they could come in with their certificate back into lunch and have their other students kind of celebrate them for them. So it really wasn't anything more than that, just because it's very difficult to manage logistically with that many kids. So we made it simple. I think we even popped popcorn the last time, didn't we, Ms. Mobley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the kids love it, but I think it was a small expense. It just meant some time volunteering at school. But I'll get the date to you. We'll figure it out. I know Ms. Baker will help you figure it out today.
Thank you,
Mr. Parker. Thank you, Ingrid.
And I know you're filling in as PTA president and your husband's online, I believe. Are you Raya's mom?
I am Raya's dad.
You're Raya's dad. Okay, that's not Raya's mom. Okay, got it. So she's a joy. And I also wanted to tell you that I did not know that Soleil was your son.
Yeah.
So he was part of my world for the years he was there. And I had no idea. I never knew his last name because he just knew me and I was his person. So,
really?
Oh yeah. I know all about his obsession with Marvel and Transformers. I know your son. So yes, Transformers. So But no, I did not even correlate the two as being siblings, and they are awesome kids. You've got two awesome ones. So
thank you. You saw him. He's saying hi.
Oh, hi, Soleil.
I missed you.
I miss you too. You were in Mr. Hubert's class, right? Remember when you had Mr. Hubert's class with me and Mr. Hubert?
Yeah.
Yes. And we had
everything here is Lego and Transformers.
Right there is another reason why I love Taylor Road. I got to go, guys. Thank you so much, Ms.
Bye.
Mama. Bye, guys.
Hey, Soleil.
Thank you.
Soleil. Is he there? Do you remember that you delivered my mail when you were a younger guy? Yes, you remember when you first got it right now also as well. When you were first learning more social skills, you were delivering my mail and we kind of fake high-fived, right? You wouldn't really high-five. We just fake high-fived. And then when he got more, you know, he was in social studies and he did all his social studies work if he could watch Transformers and pick the movie, right?
Yes. I remember.
I know. And he had to rearrange everything on my desk just so that it was the way he wanted.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. I wanted to tell you that because I did not realize until she and I were talking and I was like, wait, I did not know.
And this is the second one here.
Yep. So did not know. Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
I know you. How do I know you?
He was complaining about you.
Oh, she's, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, bye. I'll talk to you soon. See you tomorrow, girl. Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ms. Mobley. Thank you, everybody. Welcome. Thank you, Chris, Ingrid, Bethany, Ed left. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.